Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll have Mickey Spagnuolo coming up at about 11:40, which means right now, time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Gridiron gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now,
tomorrow's going to be a big one when we do this. Because everybody's going to yell it.
Oh, that's true.
Where are we going to be tomorrow?
Bedford. Buffalo Wild Wings taking a load
off. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
I like it. I'm excited. We usually get good crowds out there.
No, it's true. Bedford's awesome if you live there.
Now,
so, I guess it's awesome if you don't live there, too. You just don't know about it.
Is this a list you want to be on? The Lions are tied for eighth with the best point differential through week 14 of any team since 2000. So that seems like a super positive list to be on. Except, of course, for the fact that the only team that won a Super Bowl on that list is the 2009 Saints. It also includes the 07 Patriots, the 12 Patriots, the 05 Colts, 19 Baltimore Ravens, the 2011 Green Bay Packers, last year's Dallas Cowboys, all teams that came up short. So is this the list you really want to be on?
Hey, Kevin, I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to your question right now because I've been thrown for a loop.
Oh.
I went in and entered NFL team point differential since 2000.
Oh. Does it have the
Browns are minus 1,948 points. The Lions are minus 1,299.
And just think, they're almost plus 200 this year.
The Raiders are minus 1,650. The best point differential, according to this list,
it's got
to
be the Patriots.
Patriots at plus 2711.
Wow.
Guess where the Cowboys are?
Like plus two. Plus, no, they're probably higher than that.
Give me a number.
Plus 480.
Plus 535.
Oh.
Plus 535.
Come on, Mike, you nailed it.
You just said the answer.
That's
I
what
had a feeling. I don't know why. I just had two numbers in my head, and I was like, let me. I have five and three in my head.
Okay.
And I was like, let me split up the fives. I have two fives in my head. Yeah. I was like, could it be 553?
355.
You said it because he said the answer.
And I was like, 535 sounds about right over a 20 something.
They've always called them baseball Mike and football Mike and hockey Mike.
How's hockey Mike going this year?
Horrible. Somebody asked me a question at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm like, I'm going to be honest. I've opened the victory app a few times and I was like, yeah, they're not playing right
Immediately
now.
Closed it.
Hold on. So you just opened the app just I was like, to I see have if it, they're playing?
Like, yeah, and I was like, oh, they're not playing. Whatever. I don't even know their schedule.
Okay.
Are they playing tonight?
Yes, they are.
It's been like 4 days since they played,
that
right?
That is
Chris Strong is sitting in the guy's lap tonight.
Oh,
what
that's
section?
A good question.
That is a good question.
Is that Seth Rollins that said that was a good question?
But yes, Kevin, whatever your initial question was,
okay.
I'm sure the Lions are really doing really well this year.
It's historically that they're going to not win the Super Bowl because they're the eighth team with the highest point differential since 2000.
That is
and
correct.
None of those teams win the Super Bowl.
Except for the Saints in 2009.
Because I had a cronut from our man, Wes.
And that's really kept you lightning focused?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
Embrace the vision.
Please bring cronuts to Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford
in
tomorrow, too.
Books.
It's hard to keep Mike focused. The most focused, Chris, the most focused Mike has been all year was the day of the presidential election when we printed out a map that he could color in to make his electoral predictions.
Did you stay inside the line, Mike?
I did.
That was the most focused he's been all year. because he had that math to keep him going.
I got it wrong. I thought Kamala Harris giving all that money to all the famous people was going to help her win, but it didn't.
It did not. All right, let's go from that to another question. Do you want this record? So Chris Boswell is on pace to break the all-time field goal record for most field goals in a season. It was held by David Akers, who kicked 44 field goals in 2011.
Dang.
Chris Boswell is on pace to get 47 field goals this year. Do you think Mike Tomlin is going to be sad if he gets that record, seeing as how he's already been like, hey, we don't need him to be special teams player of the week every week?
No, because I think Mike Tomlin is a win in whatever way you possibly can guy.
Okay.
Just based on stuff that you've seen from him, scratch out wins. It's hard to win in the NFL, but we're going to figure a way out. And kicking in Pittsburgh is not easy. Like that's
sure
that, you know, we call the Windy City Chicago. There's lots of other reasons for that. There's some actual wind because of the politics, Kevin, because of the politicians and the wind that they blow out of their mouths. I don't know. But yeah, Pittsburgh's a windy place. So Boswell doing what he's doing, I think Mike Tomlin's perfectly okay as long as winds keep stacking up.
Okay. Now
I don't want it because I don't want to be a kicker.
Man,
but do I want to?
I don't know.
Kicker.
I think like you should want to be kicker. You're making a lot more money nowadays, and maybe your teammates don't love you. But like, if you're getting paid and not
do
taking a
love
lot
you.
Of hits, man,
they do. Yeah, they do love you when you make the game-winning field goal.
Fair.
They don't really care about you when you made one in the second quarter. You know, midway through the second quarter, they're like, "All right, whatever." If you miss the one that was supposed to win the game, though, they hate you. So it's a weird life.
Now let's talk about the Chiefs, who have won 10 games this year by one score. That's one away from the NFL record, which is held by the Vikings, who had 11 one-score wins in 2022, but then they lost in the wild card round of the playoffs. But the Chiefs can also match another record. They have beaten the Chargers by 2, the Panthers by 3, and the Raiders by 2 in their last 3 games. If the Chiefs can win again by 3 or fewer points, they will tie the record for most consecutive wins that close, set by the 1986 New York Giants. And do you know what the 1986 New York Giants went on to do? Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who was their coach?
Bill Parcells. I almost said Jim Parcells. I don't know why.
Or I almost said Dan Reeves, but that was the other coach.
Who'd they win the divisional round game against?
I don't. The Cowboys?
San Francisco. They won 49-3.
Damn. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Who'd they win the conference championship against?
Washington?
Yes.
I mean, those were the good teams.
What was
then.
The score?
I don't.
Oh, come on.
17-0.
Okay.
17-0.
Yeah. Wow. Mike, that was good, dude.
So on their way to this.
Two for two.
He just said it.
Who'd they beat in the Super Bowl?
Hold on. So they gave up 3 points on their way to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's why Tecmo Bowl made Lawrence Taylor go 5,000 miles an hour.
Did they beat the crap out of Denver in the Super
Denver,
Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like Denver was usually there to lose on the other end of the Super Bowl.
Phil Sims,
I might actually know this.
Hold on,
I saw that. No. I saw that.
I don't think Denver. I think Denver scored maybe 10.
I bet they scored 20.
It was 39-20.
Okay.
39-20.
I'm changing my answer. He got the. You didn't give us the Giants.
What happened to their defense?
Score.
Their defense really stunk it up in the Super Bowl.
And yet they still doubled up the score. So I bet they're feeling okay about that. All right. Let's go from that to the 2 newest members to the Madden 99 Club, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, both named to the 99 Club in Madden NFL 25.
Wow.
Do you think they care? They're like, hey, we could get a win. Or some
Derrick Henry and
stuff.
Lamar Jackson?
That's right.
Do we know what was there already? The club was already out. There was a 99 Club already out, and they've just
yes,
been added
and they just
to
got
it.
Added to that.
I don't think Lamar's a 99. I think okay. He's like a 98, 97, but not a 99.
Justin Jefferson, Travis Kelce, Trent Williams all have 99s, and both of these players had 98s before they got bumped up.
Can you go down?
And Josh
During
Allen?
The season?
Interesting. Yeah, you can. It sounds like...
Why isn't Trent Williams going down? Hasn't he been hurt?
That's a good point. And why is Patrick Mahomes not in this group? Is it because of this year? And if it's just because of this year,
did he get bumped
why is
down?
Josh Allen not in that group?
Yeah, Josh Allen should definitely be up. I wonder what their knock is on Josh Allen.
Do you think there's a lot of politics behind Club 99 for the Madden?
I don't have a clue. Okay. I have no clue there. Okay. I think the players would say that. The players are like, you got me all wrong. I'm a lot faster than an 85.
Now, let's go to Tua T, who, man, I love this quote so much. So we talked about how Mahomes, Kelsey, a couple weeks back, their houses got robbed. We talked about Joe Burrow on Monday. His house got robbed. And
then we decided we were going to start a private security firm, which a business that nobody's ever started before.
Never thought of. But also, it kind of feels like it might have put Joe Burrow's personal life out into the spotlight a little bit more.
That's right, because the girl was there.
But this is what Tua had to say to any potential burglars out there. Quote, I swear this is true. Quote, I have personal security just because one of my cars got broken into, so it's a little too close for my comfort with my family being in the house. So we got personal security to take care of all of that. When we're on the road, we've got someone with my wife. We got someone also at the house surveying the house. So just let that be known. They are armed. So I hope if you decide to go to my house, you think twice.
Oh, wow. Do you think that he's just saying that and that there isn't anybody? And he's just like, I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. You know, I want to test it out now.
That's a good question, because I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, we put up a security company
and
sign.
You didn't have security?
In our front yard, and we most definitely did not have a security system.
You were like, where's the pad to enter the thing? And they're like, just the sign. Just a sign up there.
I mean, I would love to give you money to do it, but the last time I offered money, I do not see Alec on MLB Network splashing into a
pond.
Because
he's been arrested.
Oh.
He got arrested on his way to do it last night.
He should have used his phone call to call one of us, right?
He didn't. He was trying to call in to win tickets to one of the concerts.
To Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, to Brooks and Dunn.
Wouldn't Carter have told us? Wasn't Carter going to go with him?
Carter was busy.
Not
even listening to us. Right,
I know, because Carter's busy doing work right now.
That's true.
But yeah, Alec, that's why he's not here today, because the police were waiting. They staked out the fountain, man. And they said, let's see when this little redheaded kid
the
comes up.
Police.
Yeah, Carter doesn't want to be an alibi right now. He doesn't want to help out.
Okay.
Carter's acting like he doesn't know what's going on.
Do you feel like this was in direct response to the Cowboys game on Monday? Is the NFL is going to consider replay assists for face mask penalties and other plays?
Yes, it's a reaction.
I'm not saying
overreaction
only because of Monday's game.
Reality.
But it feels like Troy Aikman was so mad about that. And they're like, hey.
And Zach Taylor. Yeah. Zach Taylor was furious. And he was like, how do you miss this, you idiots? And now they're like, hey, let's go back. Dude, they're going to, okay, just get ready. The game is not going to have a good rhythm to it anymore if we continue to add these.
Okay.
It's getting to the point where it's just the injuries are enough. And now you're going to add more of these stoppages.
And I'm going to add one more.
Learn from baseball.
That they're looking into. Troy Vincent, the NFL executive, said they're looking to get rid of all low blocks. So now, you know, it was like a defenseless person or somebody who's engaged with another person. But he goes, you look at high school, you look at college too. Every block should be above the knee and below the neck. This is the right time for us to remove the low block out of the game. Be consistent with high school. Be consistent with college. Every block should be above the knee and below the neck.
Now, I'm actually really surprised the NFL allows cut blocking still.
Because 3 years ago, they cut down on allowable low blocks, but didn't take it out of the game. Could you foresee this actually happening, whether you think it's this offseason or the next? This does feel like a progressive step that they've been working toward.
Yeah.
And you think it's a good idea for injury's sakes?
I think football's a violent sport. They're trying to not make it violent. It just is. There's no way to make it not, unless you go to flag football. But
right.
They're trying their best to make it a non-violent sport. And I would say that this, it makes it less non-violent, but it's still very violent.
Less violent. It would make it more non-violent.
The thing that's going to be
whatever I said.
The discrepancy in the rule is going to be a problem, because they're going to have to review it, right? At some point, they're going to go, did he just fall or was it a block? And they're going to have to go back and do that at some point. And you're going to have a discrepancy in the catch rule, just like that. But the thing I've always thought is no one man wants to take another man's career away from him by injuring his knee.
I would
agree.
However,
we've seen these guys cut block and know that that could happen because they want to win. So if you take that element out of it, I don't like it. I hate it. I've always hated the cut block, but it's been very effective because nobody wants to lose their knees or their shins. They don't want it to be gone. Look what Overshown's having to deal with. That wasn't even a cut block. That was just part of the game. So now if you can eliminate that part of it, then you're minimizing the amount of those types of injuries.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we've been wanting to talk about this for a while, a new way to rank the best NBA players of all time. How the heck did this guy get into the top five? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Stockton to Malone to the hoop. Hammered it. Hammered up. Stockton to Malone. 24 for Karl Malone. Stockton with 12 assists.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan, where apparently people already have explosive opinions about the Paradise Malakoff game tonight at the Ford Center at the Star. But I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple weeks. We just haven't had time for one reason or another. But hopefully today you have time to go see the G-Bag Nation at Hurtado in Arlington.
If nothing else, just make time to eat Hurtado.
So even if you're not a fan, you're like, I do like
Hurtado. You know what? I'm going to sit here and deal with the G-Bag Nation, but I love this brisket and these ribs.
So do you like John Hollinger when it comes to NBA analysis?
Yeah, Solid obviously started the NBA kind of their war, right?
The purr, yeah.
Yes, and then he went on to work for Memphis for a little bit, the Grizzlies, and then I think he's back in media, correct?
Yeah, correct. So he wrote this piece, and it was a new way to examine who the best players of all time are in the NBA. So I want to see what you think about maybe these like qualifications, but then also this list, because this list has some spicy changes on
it. Okay.
All right. Was this person the best player in the league? Did anyone at any point suggest he might be the best player in the league? So not necessarily you have to be unquestioned number one, but like Giannis would fit there, Luka, Embiid, Jokic. Like you're like, hey, these people have been in the conversation. Did he win MVP? If not, did he factor heavily into MVP races? Was he the best player in the league at his position? And was he ever voted first team all NBA? Now that last one is really going to come into play here, because who would you guys throw out as either your or what you feel like are the more or less consensus top five players?
Like right now, all time.
Michael,
Jordan,
LeBron,
Kareem,
and Wilt. Those would be four that I think most everybody will put in their top five. Now I think throwing in a fifth guy, it's a little bit tougher.
Okay.
This feels a little more, is it objective or subjective?
Subjective.
Like Tim Duncan,
Kobe,
Larry
will
Bird.
Be like
yeah,
for
Kobe.
People, Larry Bird
Magic
and Magic Johnson.
Magic, yeah.
So that's where it gets a little bit, like I think there's four guys and then adding that fifth gets tough.
All right. So this list compiles what they call GOAT points based off of all the things that I brought up. And if you want to go back even further, how many all NBA caliber seasons did they have? Were they the best player on their team? If they weren't the best player on their team, was it clear that the best player was an all-time great player as well? So like it has all these different categories.
Geometrically
is fifth, by the way, real quick, we forgot one guy. Is fifth going to be Bill Russell?
Okay.
Because of all the championships and I don't know all the first team all NBAs. I don't even know if there was a first team all NBA when he played.
And the reason why I bring this up is because that is what has tipped the scale on this, I'm quite certain. So number one, by a pretty good margin, is LeBron James. Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So you guys listed the three, but they're in a different order here. But they're far and away ahead of everybody else. And there's a pretty good gap between LeBron and Michael Jordan, and then Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But here's where it gets a lot different.
Where's Luka on this list?
Let me check on that.
He's got to be top 20.
He's not top 20. He is number 45, though.
What?
Only one spot behind Dwayne Wade already. Wade slid all the way down to 44.
I love this list now.
But here's the thing that's going to trick people up. Number four, Tim Duncan. Number five, Karl Malone. Now, Karl Malone
won a championship.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, if you look at most of the accepted best players of all time, they've all won multiple championships. That is not an absolute hard and fast rule, but for the most part, they've all won multiple championships. So the top 10 goes like this: LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kareem, Tim Duncan, Karl Malone is number 5. And then Wilt at 6, Larry Bird 1 point ahead of Magic Johnson, and then Bill Russell and Shaq is number 10, 2 points ahead of Kobe at 11.
For LeBron being number 1, did they count the bowl game that he won last year?
I do not believe the NBA Cup.
No, it's called the Super Cup.
Super Cup. They didn't count that?
I do not believe
when
that factored in.
When will they start factoring that in?
I will check with Hollinger, but he also has the most all NBA first teams, and Karl Malone has the second most. And I think that's
there were no power forwards, right? Like there weren't any. Karl Malone was the power forward at the time,
and he's a damn good player. But that's what's propelled him up the list.
When you look at Tim Duncan, he has to be, and we're Maverick fans, but he has to be the most disrespected greatest player of all time.
I agree.
15 All-Star teams, 15-time All-Defensive team, 3 Finals MVPs, 5-time NBA champion, Rookie of the Year, All-Star MVP. 2-time, and the All-Star MVP was back when they were still playing basketball. 2-time MVP. You just start looking at it, and you're like, geez Louise, man.
And that's
like,
just what he did in the pros, counting what he did in college at Wake Forest. He was like, you knew that dude's a monster.
Yeah. So, if y'all want to...
And by the way, 15-time All-NBA team.
Which is absolutely incredible. 10 of those being first-team All-NBA. So I had questions for you about a few of these specific matchups and like who was ahead of who on this list. And I want to start, or ahead of whom, if you prefer. I want to start with this. Dirk Nowitzki is number 25 on the list.
Okay.
Steph, so he's not in the game.
That's true.
Let's go home!
He's behind Chris Paul, which I don't agree with, but he's also ahead of Steph Curry. So what do you think of the idea of Dirk being behind Chris Paul, but ahead of Steph Curry, which, yes, also means Chris Paul is ahead of Steph Curry? That's one of the things on the list that stood out to me that I'm like, I don't know about any of that.
I'd have to really dive into this point system, Kevin, to configure that, because Paul didn't get his championship, doesn't have it yet.
True. And major impact on... See, major impact on the postseason, as it says, beyond just lucking into being on the same team as Magic Johnson or LeBron James. So I don't know if that feels like a shot against Dwayne Wade or James Worthy or whatever, but so that is one of the criteria.
Yeah, I think Chris Paul has done some very good things in his career.
Sure.
Like, he's been one of those very special players, and we forget about the early Chris Paul a lot of times too, that we saw giving lobs to Tyson Chandler. You know, you forget about some of that a little bit. So I can see it. I'm very biased in this, and I think that Dirk deserves to be higher up. Steph has changed the game. Like, what the Warriors have done has literally changed the game to where Mike says it's unwatchable almost, or Mickey did yesterday.
That is true.
So I do like him being that high up, but he still feels low to me, though.
What about Shaq over Kobe? And now it's just one spot. Shaq's 10, Kobe's 11. Personally, I think they're super close. I would probably also put Shaq at one spot ahead of Kobe, but they're super close. And I know there's some people who think Kobe is at least the second best player of all time. So Kobe fans are probably more passionate than...
Most passionate fans in... Well, I'll say Jordan fans. And then, Kobe fans are the second most passionate. I don't mind it. You know, the tough thing about Shaq is Shaq should have been considered in the LeBron Jordan category of our lifetime.
For sure.
He decided not to. He was like, I don't care. I want to rap. I want to eat. I want to party. Hey, I'm awesome at basketball. I don't want to dedicate my life to this. I'm so great. I can still be the best player in the league without dedicating my life to it. And you saw how his career deteriorated quickly.
Yeah.
He should have had a more Wilt / Kareem career.
No, but I agree with
he
you.
Still is arguably a top 10 player, and he's right on that borderline. Even he was the one who out of the top, let's say, 15 players, maybe even top 20, did anybody work less than Shaquille O'Neal to be one of the top 20 players of all time?
Yeah, that is a really great question. What do you think about number 29 is Steve Nash and number 30 is John Stockton? What do you think about the idea of Steve Nash?
That's really close
being
for both
better
of them.
Than John Stockton.
Steve Nash's two MVPs put him there.
That's true.
Yeah. Like that's
fair.
I don't know the point system that they got there, but I imagine how much is MVP points again?
MVP, 10? I believe, is 10.
Okay. So, yeah, I would say that gives him 20 points that he probably shouldn't have, and he would be somewhere behind Stockton there. Stockton was a great defensive player as well as a great point guard.
Five-time all-defensive team for John Stockton.
Wow.
But didn't get an MVP. Now, does that take into consideration the era he was playing in and he couldn't win MVP compared to all the other guys?
Plus, I'm curious if he gets knocked by the how often were you the best player on your team? Now, you could make that argument depending on what skill set you were looking for, but don't you think, based on this list, he's been slotted clearly
below Karl Malone?
Yeah,
he wasn't carrying that team.
Karl Malone.
That's why Karl Malone was so high.
I love Steve Nash. I would have John Stockton above him.
Okay.
But... I mean, I think Steve Nash, I can't remember what I was watching, but it was like D'Antoni feels bad and he tried, but it just didn't work out. He feels stupid looking at Steph Curry going, I had Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And Steve Nash, he just wanted to pass more. But if I would have unloaded Steve Nash and said, stop passing to Amari and Sean Marion and your other guys, I want you to first think about, I'm going to get 30 tonight. And then I'm going to also get my 10 assist. But he's like, I had an easy 30-point score, if not over 30 a game. With the way the game's played today, he just didn't see it yet the way the game's played today.
People asking Dr. J is number 28. Hakeem Olajuwon is 19, which I think is low. I have two more head-to-heads for you guys. What do you think about Allen Iverson being ranked ahead of Dwayne Wade? Dwayne Wade's 44. Allen Iverson is 42. Allen Iverson, ironically, for the person who said they don't take defense into account, is just behind Gary Payton. That is a defensive selection right
there.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. Allen Iverson over Dwayne Wade 1,000 times over.
Okay.
And I feel like he's actually ranked low, a little low for where I would put him.
I'm not a big Allen Iverson fan.
Are you a Dwayne Wade fan?
I hate Dwayne Wade.
All right, that's fine.
I can't stand him.
You can live your life like this, Mike. It's okay.
But I do think Dwayne Wade was a much better player than Allen Iverson.
I'm out on Mike now.
And I hate saying that because I hate saying I hate the guy. I don't even know the guy, but I can't stand Dwayne Wade. I just think Allen Iverson, I get it. I get how great he was for a small amount of time and how much flash there was. And I don't know. Culture or charisma he brought.
I think culturally had a huge impact for sure.
Huge.
But I don't know. I would say Wade.
All right. Now I saved one more for the last one because Corey, I know you're going to hate it. Mike, I know you're going to hate it.
Robert Horry's too low on the list.
I don't actually.
Now, where is Robert Horry all the championships?
Not on the list. Dirk Nowitzki is number 25 on this list, right behind Charles Barkley. James Harden is number 13 on this list. I think it is laughable to put Harden ahead of Dirk Nowitzki. I respect John Hollinger. I think this list is super interesting. His criteria is interesting. I think it's laughable to have James Harden ahead of Dirk.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he has James Harden that high, then Luka is going to enter top 10 really easily if he keeps the same criteria.
Yeah, but Luka's already 45.
Yeah.
So... I mean, he'll move up the list pretty quick. Jokic is 21. Giannis is 22. But Dirk behind James Harden.
Harden's a really good player. He's a super ball hog. So his stats are dictated on I have the ball all the time in all situations.
Yeah.
It is what it is. That's where the game's going. But Luka I like that Luka's not playing as James Harden like this year. We just talked about it yesterday in pace of play.
Yep.
On how the Mavericks' pace of play is now one of the faster teams in the league, while Harden will always be on one of the slowest teams in the league because he is going to make sure he gets the ball and does his dances and then stirs up things and then goes to strip clubs and doesn't go to practice.
From the 469, I want to throw this out there. Do y'all have a recommendation for card show to give me a card shop to give me some feedback on a few baseball cards? Look, I'm going to go to the people who helped us out for Peace-a-thon and the people that we trust. Is you have Trading Card World in Dallas right by our studio. You have Worth Collecting in Waxahachie. You have RJ Dukes in McKinney. You have the Sports Collectors Hub in Allen. Those are the people that run the Dallas Card Show. Sappy's in Carrollton.
I'm going to Waxahachie today to go see Worth Collectibles.
So those are places all across the Metroplex. I know the Metroplex, obviously, a really big place. Hopefully that helps, because those places have always been super fair and super generous to our charity
endeavor.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Throws it in the end zone to the right side. Lamb's alone! Touchdown! C.D. Lamb on fourth down. And the Cowboys score first.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. What kind, if any, of interesting information did you get from Mike McCarthy?
Doesn't sound like Tyler Guyton is ready to go this week.
All right.
He keeps emphasizing availability is probably his biggest hurdle, meaning being available. So I don't know if I should interpret that as sometimes you got to play through nicks and bruises and you got to learn to do that. Because while they, you know, can say Chuma Doga did a nice job, I don't know how nice it was, right? If you really look at it. So, I think, you know, with four games to go, you would like to get, a young guy like that that you had starting to get four more games of experience going forward. And that certainly helps. You know, he had pointed out or reminded us, I think, yesterday that, when you get into these situations late in the season, he pointed out, and I think it was his, I want to say it was either his, I think it was his first year in Green Bay. They got off to a 1-4 start, and then they were 4-8, and they finished 8-8. And he felt like that carried over to the next year, the winning late in the season, even though they didn't get him anywhere. So I think what his point is, he's trying to put in, you know, an emphasis on finishing out the season as well as possible, that it could help going forward to the next season.
I think that could be that momentum that they're hoping to carry over.
Yeah.
A little bit. The as far as Rico Dowdle goes, this is going to be a continued growth with him. Correct? Like they're like, man, he's really earning something here. But is he earning maybe a comeback and be a Cowboys running back next year?
Oh,
well, I would think that what they're, you know, investing in him right now, that would be possible. But remember, there's a salary cap.
Mm.
And, you know, if you hit free agency, you know, you may sit there and go, well, let me test this thing and see what somebody else might think, you know, how valuable I am. So I would imagine for, you know, a reasonable amount that they would like to have him back. But again, you know, free agency is free agency. And I'm sure he's probably got a agent that says, well, you know, maybe we should see just what, you know, what somebody else thinks you're worth other than taking the first deal the Cowboys give him, unless they blow his socks off. And I don't know that.
No, thank you.
That would happen.
No.
Right? And there's a draft coming up, too. So,
exactly.
But you need more than one guy. So, again, I think he's a good hand, but again, how much is it going to cost?
Do you feel like they bailed really on the run at all? Which is going to be weird because I'm going to say in the fourth quarter, so I realize that's not
really... Well, there was that one possession.
Yeah.
Where he went, I think there was six... I got it right here. Check the notes. 6:51 left, maybe, something like
6:31.
That. 6:31, there it is. And he went for 14 yards, and then it was pass, pass, pass. And then they punted. McCarthy did say, he answered that question the other day, and he said he didn't like his call on second down. They went three wide, and I think Rush went high. He threw too high to Brandon Cooks over the middle, and he said that he wished he had that call back. So I don't know if he meant, you know, running the ball there. But at that point, yeah, they did do that. And then they punted. So the third down play wasn't all that bad, right? It's third and 10. I get you. And Hendricks beat Adoga and forced an incompletion. And then the worst thing happened. They had a block in the back on the punt, which, you know, all right, here we go. And then they didn't get the ball back again until, well, they would have gotten it back at 1:53, right? So at that point, yeah, I think he probably thought they should have run the ball at least one more time on that series.
If you don't see a punter get run over, do you assume every flag ever on a punt is blocking the back? Because that's what I think.
Or a hold.
Yes. Every freaking time.
Yeah. It's almost like just call a fair catch. Save yourself 10 yards.
Yes. I'm with you on that. Now, Corey was asking about Rico Dowdle, and I understand the offensive line has held up well in pass protection, at least in part because the Cowboys get rid of the ball so quickly. But I have been amazed. I don't really know if this is a question. I have been amazed at how well Dowdle has done with a changing week by week offensive line.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, it could be, you know, changing to how they finish the game on Monday night for Sunday. If BB doesn't get out of concussion protocol, you know, you're going to have a backup center, and then you're going to have the backup guard with TJ Bass at right guard and Adoga playing left tackle. So, you know, 3/5 of your starters are off the line. And that's usually never good, but you're right. Surprisingly, they've done a decent job running the ball. So I guess credit to, you know, the backup guys that they've been able to kind of hold their own in the running game. And I think a little bit of Rico getting in rhythm and figuring out that as soon as you get the ball, you don't have to explode. You got to, you know, kind of keep your eyes open and, you know, sometimes set up your blocks and, you know, a step to the right or step to the left might help if you don't rush it. So I think, yeah, he's let's put it this way. I think he's learned to run the football much better than he did at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped too.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. He's grown into that role. Were you surprised when you heard, or if you have heard, Stephen Jones say it's going to be another tight one next year? Don't expect much.
What do you mean?
With the salary cap.
With the salary cap, yeah.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, so you've been prepared for that for a while.
I've seen it. I mean, the base salaries on those first-year extensions are real low because you paid a guy a signing bonus, right?
Yeah.
So basically the base salary is minimum. Now, I mean, if I'm talking off the top of my head, like Dak's base salary next year or his salary cap hit is like $80 million.
Yep.
So you're going to have to go back to the old deal and say, okay, we're going to spend – you know, pay you a restructure bonus, and the same thing with CD. His goes up to about 30. And Micah is up to, you know, the fifth year option is like $21 million. It's not going to get better for, you know, a couple of years here to try to go out there and, you know, add guys if you can. I mean, think about how lucky they got with Eric Kendricks this year, because he signed like for, I don't know, $3-4 million on a one-year deal. And he's playing worth $10 to $15 million. But again, he'll be a free agent. You know, can you afford that? You know, this defense has been significantly different from the past year or two from a personnel standpoint. If you look at it with the injuries and the amount of young guys they've been forced to play because of the salary cap, and they couldn't keep, you know, there were guys you sat there and go, okay, Dorrance Armstrong, you know, nice guy. Love to have him. Same thing with Dante Fowler. But when someone offers him, you know, 3 years, $13 million a year, you just couldn't qualify it. And so now you're playing with a bunch of young guys. Oh, by the way, they got hurt and couldn't play. It makes a difference when your top four defensive ends aren't out there and you don't have money to go out there and say, okay, well, let's go just buy somebody. It's rather impossible. So going forward, you know, on a defensive line, you got to hope that Sam Williams can come back from his torn ACL and be a starter. You don't know where you're at with DeMarcus Lawrence. You got to hope Nealon can step up and be a starter and stay healthy, by the way, because he was one of those top four that got hurt. It will be difficult next year from a salary cap standpoint.
Okay, that's why I'm going to need more concrete positive news tomorrow,
no,
Mickey.
I'm just saying that's why these young guys need to get as many opportunities these last four games. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's sitting there going, well, slough off the four games. They don't matter, right?
Yeah.
Well, it matters for these guys' growth going forward, because you're going to have to depend on them, because you're not going to go out there and spend big bucks on you know, free agents to come in and help you out.
Yeah. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the noon where we will have a Brooks and Dunn ticket giveaway at some point in the next hour. And also coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality right here on 105.3 The Fan.